Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. I would just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? All your answers. Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. And just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, does anyone in your, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
White,
African-American?
Yeah, African-American.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you probably not vote?
100%.
So that would be definitely? Can I record that as your answer?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. We'll pray for that, believe me, ma'am. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age, please?
69.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, and please rate your level of motivation for voting on the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10. Well, 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Go ahead.
10, I'm very motivated.
Yeah, extremely motivated, okay? Now, some people care a lot about politics. Well, politics is less important to other people. Now, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's very important to me. Very important to me.
Moving forward, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
A strong Democrat? They're not so strong.
Say what now?
Are you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Very strong Democrat.
Very strong, okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, ma'am, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your country's headed?
I'm satisfied with the way the country's, well,
the
kind of.
The country's headed. What's your opinion?
I'm kind of in the middle.
Okay, generally speaking, you know, in general, you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied. What's your opinion, just for the sake of the research?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, I appreciate your patience. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Republican in Congress? The COVID pandemic? Big business and corporate price gouging and greed? The Biden administration and their policies? When you think about the inflation and the rising costs, who do you blame of all those that I just read to you the most?
Well, the pandemic brought about a lot of it. The pandemic.
Understood. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. Now, for each one, man, please tell me, I want you to rate on the scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Now, use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's at all important to you. Okay, ma'am? You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. Reducing crime from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is that for you?
About 8.
Okay. How about creating more jobs and raising wages from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And how about ensuring our borders are secure? Same question.
Same. What is the, Is our voter secure?
Ensure our voters are secure. From 0 to 10, how important of an issue is that for you?
It's 10, very important to me.
Okay. How about making housing more affordable from 0 to 10?
10.
And how about reform the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling? How important of an issue is that for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience once again. Now, switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job? To the best of your knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge, I say they are trying.
Okay, so you strongly approve their job or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable person, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number, okay, from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never, yes, ma'am?
Say the question again.
Yeah, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations from 0 to 100, okay? 100 means they feel very warm and favorable. 0 means they feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. How about Mr. Joe Biden? What number should we give him from 0 to 100?
I would give him 10.
Okay. And the Democratic Party from 0 to 100?
I'll give them a 10.
Okay. And how about Mitch McConnell from 0 to 100?
I'd say about 5.
5, okay. And how about Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
Who?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. I don't know her. Okay,
you've never heard of it, or you don't have no opinion? Never heard of it.
I have no opinion. No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Now, how about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100, how warm and favorable you feel to Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. And how about the U.S. Supreme Court?
I say 8.
Okay. And how about the organization Black Lives Matter? From 0 to 10.
I give them about an 8.
Okay. And the last one, how about Mr. Cornel West? Do you recognize the name?
Cornel West.
Yes.
I say 0 because I heard a little bit about him.
Understood. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Mr. Biden. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, and Democrats, Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
Biden, okay. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for at the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What's your opinion?
I think it's getting a little worse.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to, I'm going to read you some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. And which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? Donald Trump getting elected for president again? Or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or books banned that threaten to erase our history, or raising crime and violence, or stagnant wages and raising costs, or the lack of quality education opportunities, or the cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security. Which one you think is the worst threat for the African-American community right now, if you have to pick one?
I pick Donald Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump getting elected again. Okay, thank you. Now moving forward. Okay. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? A lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
About Joe Biden doing what now?
Yeah. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing in general? A lot,
yes.
Some, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. Now, have you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them?
No.
More favorable or less favorable towards?
More favorable.
Much, mm-hmm. Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Yes. Very much, much more favorable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, real quick, ma'am, I'm going to read you some other, I want to read for you some other the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. Now, for each one, please tell me how important that is to you. Okay, ma'am, we're almost done. Now, the first one, made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both business and everyday Americans. Expanding a broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Now, is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important to you?
Very important.
Okay. How about cap black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in record history? Same question. Very, somewhat, not very, or not at all important to you?
Very.
Okay, established June 10th as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Was that very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important to you?
Well, not important. That's not really not important to me.
Okay, so established June 10th as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Was that very important to you, somewhat important? Not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay. And provide rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important to you, ma'am?
Very important to me.
Very important. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience, okay? We're almost done. Now, moving forward, now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like you to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as the president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly, so approve.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote on the 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Here's the first one. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We cannot stand as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and the future. Now, is that very convincing? Not at all convincing, or somewhat convincing? From 0 to 10, how convincing?
10, I'm convinced.
10. 10, okay. Now, gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get in and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our communities safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that?
Yes, very convincing.
What number should we pick them? 0 to 10?
I will pick 10.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a service, people's opinions change. So let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting on the next year presidential elections in November on the scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote in this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Any number.
10.
You may use any number. Thank you.
10.
Okay. And what stood up to you the most from the argument you just heard? Can you just mention one or two? On your own words, please.
I'm very convinced that I need to vote in 2024.
Okay, but what arguments that you just heard that make you very convincing?
All of the above.
Okay, all of the above. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Okay. All of
how many more I got? I'm trying to cook.
Oh, okay, no, and it smells good all the way over here. I can hear the pops. We're almost done. Just one more minute so I can use all the ones you already gave me, okay? Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. Now, for each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way, okay? The first one, someone convincing a neighborhood, yes or no? Were you contacted that way?
No.
Okay. About mailers? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. How about TV ads? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. How about text messages? Were you
no.
contacting that way? No. How about
no.
social media, internet ads? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And phone calls? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. How about radio ads? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, how about door knocks? Anybody knocking on your door trying to contact you, the vote?
No.
Okay, now switching gears a little bit now so we can finish the last few questions. I just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of our schooling that you have completed? I'm going to reach you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category, okay? Now, 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree or postgraduate, master's, MBA?
High school.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Married, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes, I have a grandson.
Okay, 18 years or younger, okay. And now thinking about your
older.
Approach.
He's older. Huh.
Okay, so he's not 18 or younger?
No, he's not 18 or younger. He's older.
Okay. Now thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Okay, very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat
conservative. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white? What would you say?
Say about my neighbors, what you say about me?
Yeah.
In
your neighborhood that you live in, and your neighborhood that you live in right now. Would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly any.
Hardly any. Okay, thank you. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
rule.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Okay, thank you for sharing your opinion, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, man. Okay.